Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Today is Monday, December 7th, 2020, and this is the Three Good Things podcast. This is the podcast where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. I'm Shardul, and let's just jump into our three topics for the day. Our first good thing of the day comes from the NBA. You know, that league that is going to start their new season in just 1 week. That's right. The NBA is coming back on Saturday, this coming Saturday on December 12th, 2020. The games are going to come back, all the trades are done, and the 2020-21 season is going to start. But that's not our good thing for today. Our good thing for today is actually about a referee. So, Siyosh Mehta, who is a referee who is going to be a referee in the highly anticipated season coming back for the NBA, is the first Indian origin referee to officiate in the NBA this coming season. Now, Siyosh has definitely done some NBA games before. He's typically been a fill-in. He's been a staple in the G League before that for NBA officiating, but this is the first time that he's going to be a main staple referee in the league. Now, he's got a great resume. He is definitely coming in at a time when NBA fans are pretty interested in seeing how this new paradigm adapts. If you watched basketball prior, you definitely saw everyone go to Florida for the bubble, where they had NBA referees. They had all the NBA players stay within the bubble. And basically, how they did that was very, very unique. And most of the credit for that goes to Adam Silver, as well as to Chris Paul and the rest of the players that head up the NBA Players Association, and the big voices in the NBA. But for this, basically, a season that is going to start after about 70 days since the last one ended, almost about a little over 2 months after the last one ended. It's going to be interesting because they're not only restricting some travel and limiting travel while trying to still prevent COVID-19, but they're going to start the new season because NBA fans are used to getting this type of content and getting this type of involvement right around this time frame. Most of the time before the COVID-19 pandemic, the NBA season started basically around October. And because of the outbreak, because of the moratorium period where they had to figure out how to create the bubble situation to begin with, they never necessarily had that amount of time to figure out how to do it. And now that they have, and they've crowned the Lakers as the champions, they've had a very short offseason where people can go home away from the bubble, see their families, spend that family time with them, and enjoy it. It's going to be a little short-lived for some players. And we still don't know a lot about how this next season is going to shape up. But what we do know is that the NBA is coming back this weekend. Now, back to Siyosh Mehta, who is the Indian origin, first Indian origin referee to officiate in the NBA. In 2015, he officiated the NBA Summer League, and he's also been a staple in the NBA G League, which is the league right below the NBA, that a lot of players participate in just for getting some reps before they get signed to an NBA contract, even if it's a 5-day, 10-day contract for an actual NBA team. Last season, he was included in the league's non-staff officials listed under the NBA officiating staff. So the staff actually works similarly to NBA players, essentially having G League players and then having your actual roster. The officials are in a similar situation where they have non-staff officials and then they have staff officials who are on a rotating basis for multiple games. Back in Summer League, as well as in the G League, he's refereed a handful of games, and it's just great to see a man of Indian origin, Indian descent, representing an area where there's typically not a lot of representation in. So, great news from a representation standpoint, and also great news from an NBA standpoint. Our second good thing of the day actually comes from across the pond in Europe. A European startup, specifically out of London, called Quell, just raised $303 million to turn a home fitness into a game. So you've probably done Zoom workouts or virtual workouts at home. You may use Mirror or Total or a whole slew of different in-home fitness apps and services like Peloton and virtual workouts, whatever it might be, because the majority of gyms are closed. So at-home fitness has definitely seen a huge jump. And I personally know a handful of people that are kind of bored of doing Zoom workouts, or they're trying to like find some way to switch it up because they can't go to their gym and they don't have access to the same equipment. And there's only so many times that you can do squats sitting in your living room. Introducing Quell. Quell is a London-based startup that has just raised $3 million in their seed round, and at the core of their product offering is the Gauntlet, which is Quell's gameplay. It's a harness of sorts that players slip on to control Quell's games. And as players punch and dodge through the world that Quell has created, the Gauntlet wearable has built-in sensors that measure things like punch speed, accuracy, and resistance to keep things challenging for the user. Now, if you follow Demo Day from Y Combinator back in August, they did feature Quell, and at the time, TechCrunch had nominated them one of the startups to watch from Spring 20 Demo Day by Y Combinator. But this round specifically is not just the Y Combinator folks. It's actually backed by some pretty well-known people, including Naval Ravikant, who's an Angelus founder, Khosla Ventures, and Twitch co-founders, as well as some firms like Khosla Ventures, Tencent, the company that is behind a lot of gaming products, as well as Social Impact Capital, headed up by Chama. The Quell co-founder, Doug Steidolf, says that they were initially valuing their company at $10 million, but after closing this final investor round with these set of investors, it's actually valued at $15 million. They did have a Kickstarter campaign where they raised about $670,000 from about 3,000 backers of the first product, which is essentially a backpack or a strap that you can wear. And the only downside, I think, that Quell has is their hardware and games are initially being built to work with PC, Mac, and mobile devices, which means that there's not any console support right now. The majority of people that are doing living room workouts are probably putting them up on their TV, or maybe putting them up on their laptop and then casting to their TV so they can stand up about 6 feet away from their TV and do the workout with the instructor telling them what to do, or maybe it's a friend. But because there's no support for TV, it seems like a lost opportunity cost. But the company has said multiple times that TV support and console support specifically is on their roadmap. And the reason is just exactly what I said. The majority of people are standing up in their living rooms for punching, especially. It's not something that you're going to do in front of a laptop or even your phone. You're probably going to put it up on your TV in your living room and play your game that way. It's the exact same model that Nintendo Wii, had used many years ago when they came out. The majority of people were standing up playing Wii tennis by using the motion sensor controls. The only reason why they haven't launched directly on console right now is because of the hardware approval process that it takes to get on a PS5 or an Xbox console or another gaming console. There's a lot more hardware specs and approval that has to be sorted out and make sure that all your ducks are in a row before you can actually get onto a console. But Quell is also building out their in-house gaming studio, hiring some big names in the industry. And the co-founder, Cameron Brookhouse, has said that he wants to build games that get a player exercising while still being deeply immersed in the game itself. So instead of exercise, where the workout says, okay, now jumping jacks, or okay, now squats, they want to immerse the user into the experience and the world. Rather than telling them exactly that what to do while they're working out, essentially making it so you're playing more of a game, and you may be sweating, you may be, exercising and moving a lot, but the intent is to go advance through the levels of the game rather than just get a workout in. You want to be able to do both and almost trick the person, the user, into wanting to play the game more, to work out more without realizing that they're working out, because at the end of the day, those are the best workouts. Our last good thing for the day actually comes from a show that is currently off air, but put out a little web update, a web exclusive on YouTube that is currently trending. It is Last Week Tonight's update on the Pringles mascot. I will say some of the imagery in the video, in the 5-minute video, is a little not safe for work. If you have not heard of Last Week Tonight, it's a great show hosted by John Oliver. And if you don't know the Pringles story and the reason why the Pringles update video is being put out, basically, John Oliver had made a joke about how no one really knows what the Pringle man's body looks like. We don't know what he looks like from the neck down. All we know is his face, where he has a mustache and he has a mid part for his hairstyle. And that's about it. We don't really know the rest of why he looks the way he looks, and we don't even know what he looks like. At the same time, we do know that Pringles themselves are not categorized as chips because they could not get FDA approval. So they're categorized by something entirely differently, which is just information that is so deep into the Pringles knowledge database that you would think that the Twitter account or the social media accounts would actually tell us what does the Pringle man look like from the neck down. And the video tries to do just that. There's a lot of submissions that they've gotten that do justice to theories of what the Pringle man looks like from the neck down. And it's just great to see some content from John Oliver, because Last Week Tonight is off the air until February of 2021. They're going home for the holidays to spend time with family, regroup, and do these deep dives on stories that they're used to putting out every Sunday on HBO. But it's a great 5-minute video. Check it out if you want to. But with that, that is the end of Three Good Things and the end of our episode today. As always, thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The reason I do this podcast is because I've been told that I don't talk good. So this podcast is mainly for that, mainly for me to get better at talking. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, any platform. My handle is @shardulgo. That's S-H-A-R-D-U-L-G-O across all platforms. And shoot me a DM if you have any feedback. I'd love to hear from you and have you on the podcast as a guest for a future episode. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you tomorrow.